have your thoughts on resting the players and you still potentially can get first position?
Yeah, it was really with three of the guys, it's the travel's the concern of, you know, a bad back in the plane, off the plane, play a game, then back on a plane. It wasn't ideal for our preparation. And Damo, you know, he's rolled his ankle 2 games ago against Melbourne, so he played through that last week. And to have the guys, they need to play a game, and it was either pick a game, either Sydney or keep them home so they can get physio. So we thought this was the best option.
Fremantle Dockers copped a little bit at the end of the last season for resting players. Are you resting the players, or as you say, is it more a case of they couldn't get two games? You couldn't get 2 games.
No, not with a doubleheader. I don't really believe in that philosophy. I like to stay, get some momentum, and stay sharp for the playoffs, especially with our game. It goes, it's a 40-minute hit out. You can't have too many mistakes. So, look, they're legitimately travel issues. And Damo is certainly rolled his ankle 2 weeks ago.
Damo's on the plane today. What will his role be?
Good question. We decided to bring Damo for the captain. We thought the captain needed to be around the team at this time of the year, especially with the young fellas. We've got 3 development players playing, 2 of them their first road trip this year. So, you know, we need that experience, especially on the bench when they come onto the bench, just getting in their ear. And, you know, Damo's been a great influence and been a great captain especially this year. Yeah.
I'm not saying you can't win with this team, but if you don't get the win and then New Zealand beat Melbourne twice, you miss out on top spot. Does that come into consideration at all?
Yeah, look, we're playing to win. We're not playing just to, you know, take the DPs for experience. We're legitimately going to play. And the young guys practiced yesterday and they practiced pretty hard and they really took it. So, you don't write us off yet.
What are you? Obviously your backup players, your bench came in and did a role against Sydney. How many minutes? They'll obviously most of them will start now. But how many minutes do you expect to get into the DP?
Yeah, look, a fair amount, especially with you got the 3 DPs and Tommy. So we're only suiting up 9 in the game. So we want a good share of that. Corbin was fantastic last week, playing 20 odd minutes, and Reece is his first game back in. 8 weeks from the dislocated finger. So he trained really strong yesterday, and as Ben did. So I'm looking at anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes.
That gives you a good chance, I suppose, to assess those guys heading up to the playoffs in case you will need them.
Oh, without a question. And the way the final's set up, it's the depth of your bench, and especially your 3-game series and semi-final, and I get told the final series are pretty back-to-back games. So, look, if something goes wrong down the track, we got guys ready and in form and got that momentum of playing instead of riding the pine all the time.
And you're sure all the 4 starters, they'll all be back come Saturday?
Yeah, we should be fully loaded on Sunday, ready to go against Adelaide.
So Jermaine didn't score last game. Was that mainly due to injury, or you got more issues with him in terms of trying to find some form with him?
Yeah, look, it was probably a little bit of both. He just had a bad game. He had a really bad game, and he said he twigged his back in the second quarter, and, you know, it didn't help when the starters played 2 minutes and minus 11. Yeah, so all of them just got dragged. It wasn't one player's fault. And Nate and Sean came on, played some great games in the second half, and just one of those games that didn't go Jermaine's way, and I'm sure he's going to have a... he'll bounce back strong Sunday.
Have you ever done that before? Sat down your starting 5 for such a long period of time?
No, it was, I was pretty disappointed. We talked about the week getting us off on a good start, and especially against Melbourne, we felt we were behind the 8 ball, and to come out there and just blasé, we weren't playing at the level required, and there was 2 dunks, 2 open 3-pointers, 2 offensive rebounds we gave up, and you can't give a team that in the first 2 minutes. And credit to the bench, they come on and played with the intensity needed and really showed the starters how to play.
What's your forward scout workload look like at the moment with 3 teams still possibly a semi-final opponent?
Yeah, very lucky to have some really good assistant coaches doing some work now. They're always, they got a team each throughout the course of the season, so we've got them covered. All the assistant coaches have got one team to cover in the playoffs, so they'll be doing their work now, and we'll see how this pans out the last round.
Could this game be a real bonus for a Greg Heyer and even Tommy as well? You're throwing minutes into them that they may not have got if these gun players were playing.
Yeah, that's the upside. You know, Greg's been playing really well the last month, and in that rhythm, we want to keep that going for the finals. And look, 2 years ago, Greg was almost MVP of the finals. That game three was one of the best games that he's played. And that's the great part. And Jesse getting the swing of things, and Sean needed the run, and he's getting fine. And, you know, JK. He's been great. He's getting back to the pre-season form and the start of the season form that he was in.